Y'all ready for this? Ken Smuckler, good morning.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. Good morning, Tom, Sybil, J. Antoine, a Texan in a matzo factory, a Jew visits the Vatican, and Bubba steps into some super predator doo-doo. This is the Smuck Report Big Apple Edition. First, John Kasich, whose initials JK, should now stand for just kidding. I mean, really, Sybil, Kasich is as relevant to this race as the Kepler spacecraft, which lost contact with NASA 2 weeks ago while searching for planets billions of light years away. Between Wisconsin and New York, Kasich's only contribution to the race was eating a slice of pizza with a fork. The last time we saw a politician make such a culinary faux pas on the presidential campaign trail, John Kerry was at Pat Steaks in South Philly in 2004, ordering a cheesesteak with alpine lace twist. Two words, Sybil. Cheese whiz. on to the tyrant of tweet, the Donald, who rolled into the Big Apple with a commanding delegate lead but was coming off a double-digit loss in Wisconsin. And make no mistake, Trump was a bigger lock to win the New York primary than an Ethiopian winning the Boston Marathon. The Trump outperformed expectations, taking 60% statewide over Kasich's 25 and Cruz 14. Trump wins over 50% in 25 of the state's 27 congressional districts, taking 89 of the 95 delegates up for grabs. Kasich won 3 delegates, Cruz was shut out, and there are 2 still left to decide. And how did Trump get there? Trump holds a rally on Long Island, which attracts, as always, the base Trump voter, a crowd that is whiter than Kerry Washington on the cover of Adweek magazine, and dumber than dumb Arnold on the Fat Albert show. At the rally, Trump launched into lying Ted Cruz, feeling compelled to spell the word lion, L-Y-I-N apostrophe, which only confused his dumbass audience, who figured that's how lion was spelled all along. But Trump retooled his campaign, replacing his campaign manager in the wake of a reporter rage incident in which he strong-armed a reporter for, of all things, Jay, carrying a pen. And who does the Donald replace this cat with? Paul Manafort, a man whose last client was Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych, a fascist propped up by Vladimir Putin and financed by a Russian billionaire mobster who had to flee the Ukraine after being named in a murder investigation. Consultant to a fascist strongman, admired by Putin, financed by a billionaire murderer. You're hired. Then Trump unleashes Roger Stone, a platinum blonde political creepster, famous for coining the term rat smucking, who threatens delegates to the RNC convention. In particular, those delegates who vote for Trump on the first ballot, then vote for Cruz on the second ballot. Delegates the Trump campaign now calls Trojan delegates. And the threat, Tom? Trump will disclose their hotel room numbers. Holy Aaron Andrews, Batman. Jay, if Kobe Bryant taught us anything off the court, it's this. Nothing good happens when strangers knock on your hotel room door. If I was an RNC delegate and any of these dudes came knocking at my door in the Cleveland Motel 6, I'm sliding on the body condom. Trojan delegates indeed, Jay. I mean, really, Tom, between Manafort and Stone, the last time two guys this creepy were hanging around the presidential campaign, G. Gordon Liddy and E. Howard Hunt were handing out bags of hush money to anti-Castro Cuban exiles after their arrest for breaking into the DNC offices at the Watergate. Then the Trump family appears at a town hall meeting where we find out that Eric and Ivanka Trump, the prince and princess of Zamunda, admit they didn't register to vote for their dad in time to vote for the New York primary. Sybil, I swear this is the most self-absorbed family on the planet. Watching the Trump kids on the stage with Anderson Cooper was like watching a bunch of clones of Hillary Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Look, I get it, Tom. I get it. When the party starts when you walk in the room, when your private plane takes off when you get to the tarmac, and when your tee-off time is set by a starter wearing a uniform with your name on it, you simply can't be expected to be bothered with something like a deadline to register to vote. Memo to Ivanka. Registration isn't just something you do at Tiffany's when your Richie Rich boyfriend proposes. It's what Americans do when they want to vote. But before last night, Trump gets wiped out in the Wyoming caucuses, losing all 19 delegates to Cruz, and the Colorado caucuses losing all 34 delegates to Cruz. Sybil, The last time a campaign from the East was wiped out this bad in Colorado, 1,000 Arapaho warriors were swooping down on the Colorado cavalry mustered at Camp Rankin outside Cheyenne in 1865. Trump calls the system unfair and corrupt. I tell you, Jay, the guy may or may not own the largest winery on the East Coast, but he is undoubtedly the biggest whiner on the East Coast. then Ben Carson. Carson drives up the Wambulance and joins Trump to say the Republican caucus rules are rigged. Hey, Tom, ain't Trump the same dude telling us he's going to stop China, Mexico, and Japan from rigging trade rules against us? And this guy gets taken to the cleaners by a bunch of Republican rodeo clowns running the Colorado and Wyoming caucuses? Look, Sybil, caucus rules may be complicated, but I mean they're not that complicated. They're complicated like, well, competitive team double dutch. Two teams, two ropes, and a catchy jingle. Ice cream soda pop, cherry on top. How many boyfriends have you got? On to Ted Cruz, whose first stop in New York was to launch his Jews for Cruz campaign in, of all places, a Brighton Beach matzo factory. Look, Jay, if anyone ever doubted that Ted Cruz was a liar, all you need to do is watch Ted Cruz take a bite out of a piece of matzo, smile, and then give a thumb up sign. Memo to Ted. Eating matzo is the Jewish equivalent of eating cardboard. Jews use matzo to build... Jews use matzah to build public housing on the West Bank. They only eat it 7 days out of the year, not because they like it, Tom, but because they're commanded by their God to do so, commanded to eat this crap in order to commemorate one of the worst days in the history of the Jewish people. Hey, Ted, they ain't serving matzah with the crudité at the country club bar mitzvah party. But Cruz is popular among Orthodox New York Jews. Cruz... actually one block of New Yorkers last night, and that was Orthodox Jews in the 12th Congressional District of New York, even though he won no delegates. Tom, the last time a Texan and his crew received this big a reception among Orthodox Jews in New York City was 1976, when Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys were playing the Men's Club Bagels and Locks fundraiser at the Manhattan Beach Synagogue. They don't make Jews like Jesus anymore. They don't turn the other cheek like they did before. Oh, on the Republican side, the numbers now stand like this on the road to 1237 votes needed to win. Trump, 844. Cruz, 543. Rubio, 171. Kasich, 147. On to the Democrats and Bernie Sanders, who travels to Rome for a papal gathering, leaving New York City, the home of over 2 million Jews, just days before the primary. I swear, Tom, Bernie Sanders connects with New York Jews like a ham sandwich with mayo on Wonder Bread. And then it turns out that no one seems to know how Bernie even got invited to the Vatican. I mean, this is a bigger mystery than Janet Jackson's pregnancy. A bigger secret than Katie Holmes tying the knot with Ray Charles. I mean, according to Vatican officials, Bernie got invited to the Vatican. I mean, he got invited to the Vatican like Brandy got invited to the Prince's Ball in Cinderella. But not to be outdone in sending out wrong messages days before the New York primary, Hillary travels to Hollywood to a fundraiser hosted by George Clooney, in which the top ticket was $100,000 per couple. Sanders supporters confronted the Hillary motorcade, throwing dollar bills at Hillary Clinton, which was really bad timing for the Sanders campaign, as the sight of his supporters making it rain on Hillary came just hours after a Sanders supporter called Hillary, of all things, a corporate Democratic hooah. Then my mind went blank, Sybil, trying to reconcile the queen of the kimono and a stripper pole. only to be roused awake by reporters that told us that when Clooney confronted the Sanders supporters in his driveway, he yelled back one thing, "Argo, spuck yourselves." Hillary's campaign looked to come roaring back from her defeats in Wisconsin and Wyoming and delivered a crushing blow to Bernie last night, beating him 58-42 and netting Hillary 39 delegates coming out of the New York primary. Hillary now leads pledged delegates by 268, 1443 to 1153, and if you add the superdelegate leaders, If you add the superdelegates, she leads Bernie 1930 to 1123. So the Hill took to the stage to declare victory last night in a red-trimmed kimono. Really, Sybil, watching Hillary take the victory stage these past months is like watching the costume changes of Yum Yum, the female lead in Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado. But Hillary's win in the Big Apple did not come easy. Storming into New York City, Hillary runs into, of all things, a subway token turnstile. Now, we've all been there, Sybil. But I swear, Hillary looked more uncomfortable in the New York City subway system than Caitlyn Jenner at a North Carolina rest stop. Then Hillary blames New York City's gun violence on the streets of New York on, of all things, lax gun laws in Bernie's state of Vermont. Really, Jay, that's as far-fetched as blaming the spread of the Zika virus on sales of Ben & Jerry's Bug Juice Berry ice cream. And then Hillary decides to do a skit with New York Mayor Bill de Blasio in which the phrase colored people's time is a punchline. And really, Jay, what could possibly go wrong with that? look, Sybil, the only white person who can use the term CP time is Elle Dallas on Empire Season 1, and that's because the Cookie Monster was her agent. Memo to Hillary. D.L. Hughley can tell black jokes. David Brenner can tell Jew jokes. And Margaret Cho can tell Chinese jokes. But you, Hillary, you can only tell jokes about three things. Bubba, being a grandmother, and Monica Lewinsky. And that's the Smuck Report. Reminding our listeners, as always, that there's a fine line between trickery and chickity. And where that line is crossed, there will always be Tom Joyner and the TJMF. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Smuck Report. On to Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Rhode Island, and the big prize, the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. Look for Bernie to take it to Hillary like Future on Sierra. And look for the Donald's Make America Hate campaign to take a chair to Ted Cruz. His head like O Pope to Andrews in the White House bunker. Smuck off, smuck out.